Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Roland, please.
Well, Carl, you know, navigating the dating scene in the age of the selfie is an interesting title because it's something that comes from the certified life coach, Deborah Downey, who talks about the plight of older singles and says that the selfie is the one that really matters. Now, you know what a selfie is, right?
Yes, Carol? I do.
I mean, we're both older guys.
I got it from "My Arms Are Too Short to Box with God."
Yeah. Well, you have a young daughter that's coming up that
yes,
will be
I
using
do.
Selfies at some
oh,
point.
Oh, Lord, yes.
And have you done one yet? Have
absolutely
you ever
not.
Taken a selfie and put it out there?
Absolutely not.
Well, let me introduce Deborah Self. Deborah, thank you so much, Deborah Downey, for being with us. Tell me, what do you mean about the dating scene in the age of the selfie?
Well, for me, thank you for having me on, by the way,
oh,
gentlemen.
You're welcome. We're delighted.
I am a senior myself, and when I'm talking about the selfie, I'm not talking about the photo. I'm talking about dealing in an era of self-centeredness in people to the extent where we senior people have to get into the ring and put ourselves out there, and we have a whole different way of approaching dating than the young people do today. And so in my book, What Are You Worried About? Peace of Mind for Sensitive People Living in an Abrasive World, I go into the way to go into dating online for seniors.
Ooh. Well, fortunately, Carl and I don't have to have that issue at the moment because both of our spouses are alive and well.
That's great.
Yes, indeed it is. But what's the biggest issue that you could see today for seniors if, in fact, they have lost a spouse and are looking for both companionship, maybe just companionship, but also maybe a lifelong new partner?
Well, I think it's mostly in their mind. You know, I think this is the thing that I go through with people. I have a 7-step process that basically helps the person, the senior, get over their fears and their motivation and be willing to put themselves out there and what to do and how to do it so that they feel comfortable, and they don't take it personally if people pass on their photo or whatever.
What are the 7 steps, Deborah?
What are the 7 steps? Well, the first step is to know what you want, and I help people to figure this out. Step one is to define what you want, to go from vagueness to clarity. Step two is to evaluate your readiness and your motives. Exactly why and what it is that's motivating you. Step three is to revise your needs and make sure that they're realistic and that you have some attainable goals. Obviously, if you're 85, you probably don't want to put on your profile that you're looking for a 25-year-old girl.
How true.
Step four is more about your mindset and to lose your doubt that you may be carrying, and I help people build their self-worth, and I have techniques to do that and have fun. And step five is kind of my own personal thing that I do, and that is to write a want ad to the universe or your higher power or God and specify everything that you're looking for in a partner, from what they do and how they behave to the way they look, just to write this out, and not that you're going to post it anywhere or send it out in any way or put it on in the newspaper. It's just for you. And I find that it really helps people to, a lot of people know what they don't want, let's put it that way. So now they need to figure out what they do want. And I find that if you do this and you're specific about the qualities and traits you want in a true love, you're going to find that person. I did.
You said,
I found my true love.
Well, you said that you were a senior. Have you had more than one partner in your life as a life?
I have. One of my husbands passed away when he was 60, and that was in 2007. And so a few years later, some man started flirting with me when I was in this church, and I wasn't really interested in him particularly. He was a very nice man, but there was no spark. But I realized at that point that I was ready to meet a man again. I missed the male energy in my life, and so I put myself online on plentyoffish.net.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's a free site.
Tell us what kind of advertisement did you put out there on that particular website?
Well, I talked about myself. I told stories about myself, and I find that, you know, when you do write a profile, it's not like a job interview. It's more about who you are, and the more you can make a profile about yourself that's interesting and the things that you like. I was into fishing, and I caught a marlin, and I told stories about myself and, you know, a joke or something about myself, and so that people could get an idea of my personality. But the single most important thing when you're doing online dating is to have a picture that looks like you, that looks exactly like you and shows your figure and also your face. And for seniors, I think it's also fun to show a picture of what you look like when you were 23, 25, you know, so they can see. Because my mom reunited with her first boyfriend after his wife passed away, and they had a great time for the last 10 years of their lives together, and they were in their 70s. When they hooked up, you know.
Deborah called Sabatino. I have a question, and
yes.
the question is based on about age. I lived in Europe. I lived in Europe for some years, and I've kept a lot of close friends there. And the Europeans look at Americans when it comes to dating and the age thing, and they blink, because age really doesn't matter over there. The way it seems to matter here. Do you counsel your or coach your group in terms of looking for someone in their age group? Or does that merely matter? Are they just looking for that right companion who could be of almost any age?
Right. Well, you know, and that's very true. And the thing that's great about online dating is you can actually spell out exactly what you're looking for. If you're looking for a monogamous long-term relationship that leads to marriage, or if you're just looking for someone to accompany you to special events, or if you just, you know, want to have an open relationship, shall we say, and date several people. All of this is, you know, perfectly fine to put it out there and to be as honest as possible. And that's one of the downfalls, if there is one, of online dating, and that is that people are not always honest. So you do have to do some sorting. You know, it's a sorting process.
How do you counsel the seniors today who have to deal with their children who say, "Oh no, you can't do that. You hurt the memory of the deceased spouse."
Well, you know, honestly, my husband and I we got married in 2012. He's been married for 32 years. His wife got cancer and died really young. She was like 52. And my husband died when he was 60, and that was a few years before his wife died. And we both had three children each, grown children. And mine were all happy about it, that I was finally getting back out there. And his were not really ready for this, you know, because they hadn't really grieved long enough, I guess, or whatever. Their mother had only been gone about a year and a half when Ray and I met. So they were a little resistant. But I find that if you don't try to push yourself on children, eventually they see that you're not trying to replace their mother, their father, that what you're doing is adding joy and happiness to their parent that's surviving, you know, and they deserve to have that. So it just takes some finesse, you know. It takes some letting people get to see you, know that you don't have ulterior motives to get your father's estate or your mother's estate, whatever it is.
Well, let me tell folks again, the book is entitled What Are You Worried About? The author is Deborah Downey, and encourage you to get that and read it if that's the kind of situation you're in this day and age. Deborah, thank you very much for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. Roland, shall we date? We have to get our wives to date, okay? Our wives to date with us.
No, I'm not quite sure your question. Try me again on that one?
Right after we come back.
Okay, right.
Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, we're back.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the number one predictor of your child's success? Well, you know, if I get asked this question one time, I get it over and over and over. Here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Would you say that the school system is the number one predictor of your child's success? Well, it's important, but wrong. It's not number one. What about your church or synagogue? Makes sense, but once again, not the best predictor. What about a drug-free environment? Well, maybe in a perfect world and we don't have one. What is the number one predictor of your child's success? It's you, the parent. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's the little things you do, like being there, talking to them, encouraging them, advising them, feeding them, disciplining them, and of course, loving them. It creates success. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 2013, Hamed Hamed of Dearborn, Michigan, sued a local McDonald's franchise for falsely advertising its food as being prepared according to Islamic dietary law. The Dearborn McDonald's has been selling halal chicken McNuggets for years without issue. So how was this case resolved? The Final Verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
22 Jump Street is the same as 21. Hilarious. And Tatum and Hill will be partying all the way to the bank. By me.
Harry and Lloyd are back and dumber than ever. Dumb and Dumber 2, rated PG-13, now playing.
Without admitting any wrongdoing, McDonald's and its Dearborn franchise agreed to pay members of the Muslim community $700,000 to settle allegations that it ran out of halal chicken but continued to serve non-halal McNuggets. And that's the final McVerdict.